But there you are, blind, begging on the street, hoping that someone would drop a few coins in your lap or pitch a bite of food your way. The street seems busier than usual, noisier. There's an electric vibe to the air, something blazing, something, someone beautiful is coming. You feel the mobbed road swell. The people push you away, swatting at you to move back. You feel something, someone walking along the way, and you feel excitement or longing or hunger, hope. What is it? And then just as you know the feeling, you hear someone whisper, "It is Jesus of Nazareth." Faith, yes, faith, that's it. And so you yell over the mob, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And those around you, those who ignore you every day or kick at you to move to another corner or tree, those who might spare you a small meal, they shush you and tell you to be quiet. They rebuke you for your shamelessness, your eagerness to be heard, to be seen. You cry out again, "Son of David, have pity on me." And the people in the crowd grow more impatient, and you feel their building violence, their reckless bodies pressing in. You've been a target before, and you do not wish to be a target again. He's gone anyway. Then a voice, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." Calling you. He heard you. He heard your voice. He sees you. You jump up too fast and go to Jesus. You can't see him looking at you, but you feel his eyes on yours. In a flash, your skin is electric, your blood speeding, every bone vibrates. And you hear him say, "What do you want me to do for you?" And so here you are, sitting there, maybe hungry, maybe thirsty, a bit worn from a day of reading, listening, arguing, enlivened by good company, good conversation. The way is not crowded. No one is kicking at you. You don't need to beg. If you shouted now, called out for Jesus, we might all stare at you a bit embarrassed, but no one would try to shut you up. Well, at least not at first. So, happy, free, comfortably housed, recently fed, why are you here? Are you deaf and want to hear? Mute and want to speak? Dead and want to live? Bleeding? Demon-possessed? Unable to walk? Cowardly? Leprous? Are you blind and want to see? So here you are, just sitting there. And why? Jesus draws the nearly naked man into his reach, searching in his black eyes and finding what he needs there. He asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" The man's black eyes glint a terrible trust, and he says, "Master, I want to see. Master, I want to live. Master, I want to hear, to walk, to be free, to sin no more, to serve you. Master, I want to follow you. Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Jesus offers him his first chance to use his sight. Go your way. You trust me. Go your way. The man's black eyes brighten. They are brown or dark green or hazel. He sees. Immediately he received his sight. He takes his first chance as one who sees to make Christ's way his own. He follows our Lord. The man who had black eyes sat on a roadside waiting for his sight. When Jesus walked by, he had the guts to yell for his gift, to shout over the crowd, despite the crowd, in defiance of the people's polite shock at his disreputable display. He asked for Christ's compassion. And notice, the man did not yell, "Master, make me see." He asked for mercy twice. And Jesus' disciples strengthened his heart, encouraged him by saying, "Jesus is calling you." And with this, he threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Bartimaeus has a need. Jesus has his gift. Bartimaeus begs for compassion. Jesus offers him his merciful service. And in answer, Bartimaeus boldly, confidently speaks aloud the name of his gift and faith, and he is saved. He is healed, made whole. Free in trust, he makes a choice to follow Christ. And so here you all are, sitting there. Why are you here? Are you here to proclaim your praise for the Lord, the one who delivered his people from slavery? Are you here to shout with joy that you are healed of your sins, unchained from devilish persecution? Are you here to be consoled, guided, delivered from ignorance and error, weakness? Are you here for your inheritance? Let me ask you this while we're asking questions. Can you claim your gift? I mean, are you able to speak aloud in faith and ask for the Lord's blessing? If Jesus found you in the middle of your darkness, your most radical despair, and he said to you, "What do you want me to do for you?" What could you say? What would you say? Do you have the courage to name your gift in faith? Despite the naysaying whine of our moronic media machine, and despite the greedy crowds of prostituting politicians, and despite the herds of obscenity-obsessed cultural technicians, and despite the novelty idolaters of the academy, despite this legion of increasingly embarrassing and chattering poltergeist, can you, will you, stand up with your disabilities, your flaws, your disgraces, your histories of stupidities and mistakes, stand up with your blindness, your muted tongue, and your oftentimes chilly heart, and shout over the crashing, drowning din of the professional pagans, shout to the Lord, "Lord, I need your compassion. I need your pity." If you will, your trust will be rewarded, and you will follow him. Yes, to glory, but possibly first to ignobility, to abandonment, to a gut-wrenching cry on a cross that you don't get to choose. If someone were to ask me why all of you are here, I might say, for the fellowship, for a time and place away from the secular, for a chance to visit the holy, to offer praise and thanksgiving, to hear the word proclaimed and preached, to offer Christ on his altar, to see Calvary again. If I said that, all of those would be accurate but inadequate, true but not entirely satisfying. We are waiting on a roadside, but there is no elbowing crowd. We are blind or deaf or proud or disgraced or cold-hearted, but we're here. We are disciples on the road, and we are Bartimaeus, shouting to the Lord for our gifts. We are here for courage. We are here because Christ is calling us. We are here before Jesus, and we hear him say, "What do you want me to do for you?" If you will claim your inheritance as a child of our Father, you will stand in the crowd and shamelessly beg for God's mercy. You will shout for his compassion over the noise of the industry of disbelief. And when he asks what blessing you would have of him, say, "Only to follow you, Lord." You will be beautiful then, naked and perfectly clean.